It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're having an exceptional day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And now we do it every single day. Here's the thing. We're in the trenches with you, helping you empower your life through the teachings of the ancient mysteries, through the teachings of modern neurolinguistics, through success coaching and management. We're going to use all the technologies that we have available to us to help you maximize your opportunity. Look, we've got clients all over the world who are saving their marriages, who are, you know, saving their relationships, who are building businesses, becoming millionaires. It's fun. It's incredible, and we're excited to do it. So here's some tips. One, please subscribe to this podcast, because when you subscribe, then you're guaranteed, you know, you may not want to listen to every podcast, but you're guaranteed to have an opportunity to decide whether you want to listen to the podcast. And two, we thank you so much for sharing it on Facebook. It really helps us reach more people with our empowering message. Today we're talking about limiting beliefs. And it's really sad to meet people who have given up on themselves because they have limiting beliefs. Or worse yet, they have beliefs that are self-defeating. I give an example. I was talking with a young lady the other day, and she had a choice of doubling her income or maybe even tripling her income on a monthly basis or going to Las Vegas for the weekend. That was her choice. She could choose either one. And when it came down to it, she chose to go to Las Vegas for the weekend in hopes that she might win $1 million or something. Now, I've had clients who have won that kind of money. But the point is that when you have an opportunity to take action now to improve your life, to change your life forever, and you sell it out for a weekend in Las Vegas, there's something drastically wrong. And people wonder why. Why am I not getting ahead? Why am I only making $20,000 a year? Why am I struggling with my life? Well, the answer is limiting beliefs and making stupid, bad decisions. But the big one is limiting beliefs. So what are some of these limiting beliefs? There's zillions of them, but here's a few. I'm just not important enough. Making money is a struggle. It's always come hard to me. I'm not good enough. I've tried all that stuff. I read all those books, Robert. They don't work for me. They don't work for me. That's one of my favorite ones. You know, it's like saying the law of gravity doesn't work for you. Okay? The law of gravity works for everyone. Okay. Or works against everyone, depending on the situation. I don't have enough money now. Oh, when I get the money, then I'll make a move. Then I'll start doing something important. But I don't have it now. I don't deserve it. You know, I really don't. I've been a bad person. I just don't deserve it. I'm too young. Nobody's going to take me seriously. I'm too old. Nobody's going to take me seriously. Money only comes from hard work. Don't you understand that, Robert? I work my ass off all day long. It only comes from hard work. Never mind that one of your clients just won $1 million. You know, the only work she put out was scratching the ticket. I don't have good luck. The only luck I have is bad luck. Good-looking men are always unfaithful. I'm not pretty enough. I always attract the wrong people to form a relationship. I'm getting old, Robert. Nobody's going to want to marry me. I have no luck at love. Now, those are some limiting beliefs, and you may have heard one or two of yours in there, but there are a zillion more limiting beliefs. I'm going to tell you how to get rid of these limiting beliefs. I'm going to give you a real simple formula. I mean simple, right after this.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Okay. The first thing you want to ask yourself is, how does this belief disempower my life? In other words, let's take one. I'm not good enough. How does that belief disempower my life? What if I was good enough? So I always like those kind of questions when I'm questioning myself or working with one of my clients. I like those kind of questions. What if? Could it be that you're good enough and just don't believe it? Is it possible that you're more than good enough and just don't know how? You know, those are important questions to ask yourself. So you start off with, how does this belief disempower your life? Well, it disempowers my life because I don't feel good enough. It attacks my confidence. I don't try, you know. And I don't put out, and I don't put enough effort. I don't take risks. I don't do the things that successful people do because I don't believe I'm good enough. Now, understand how that disempowers you and then start questioning. Well, what if I was? What if I was good enough? Or how about this one? Good-looking men are always unfaithful. Well, what if the guy I'm interested in was faithful? Would I be happy with him? What if some good-looking men are faithful? Now, in every one of these limiting beliefs, you can always find illustrations or individuals who have lived or are alive that are running contrary to the belief. In other words, you believe that money is hard to make, it takes a lot of work, but you can find hundreds of examples of people who are barely working and making tons of money, okay? So you can always find those. You need some kind of intellectual evidence that it's possible that other people are doing what you believe can't be done. Once you have that, now you know it's possible. So you have to ask yourself, what's the difference? The difference is you believe, for example, money is hard to make. It's a struggle to make. They believe money's all over the place. Money is as easy as picking fruit off trees. They have a different belief. So now you take your negative or limiting belief and you invert it. You make it the opposite. Whatever it is, you make it the opposite. And then you begin to visualize it in the opposite fashion. Visualize money coming to you easily. Visualize, you know, getting checks from your company or from your boss in larger amounts than you've ever received and working less hours. Visualize yourself doing what you believed was impossible. And from that visualization, write an I am affirmation. I am making money and it's easy. I am making more money than I've ever made in my life, and it's getting easier and easier every day. Money's just too damn easy to make. There's love all over the place. There's a zillion people that would love to love me. You know, whatever that limiting belief is, invert it. Visualize the opposite of what you believe. Create a new belief. Write it down using the I am formula. And then the final step, you've got to trust and know. Now you trust the universe. You trust that everything is going to start to change, for some of you slowly, for others like that. Okay? You know, not every person converts to that new energy at the same level, but it will happen. It will happen sooner than later. You've got to put effort into it. You've got to put energy into this new belief and these new affirmations, but you also then have to just trust and know and let it go a little bit. Slack off. Let it flow. Let it just happen. Give the universe some rope, you know, to work with. You're going to be rich. You're going to make money. You're going to have the love you deserve. You're going to have the health you need. You can and will have it all. But remember, there is no attraction without action. Come visit us at our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Let's talk for 30 minutes free. Come on. Let's sit down, kibitz a little bit, and find out exactly what we can do for you and how we can put miracles in your life. You have a miracle coming. We can help you with that. That's what we do. That's what we're good at. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward. Go out and share this information with someone and, you know, save it. Listen to it again. Share it on Facebook. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.